Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities. Boy, we got a lot of rain this week. You homeowners should be happy, right? That grass is greening up. It's that time of year. What do they say? May showers bring June flowers, right, Matt? Come on, man. Or June flowers bring May showers. Who knows? Come on. Let's get into the meat of the show here. Let's stop screwing around. Can we get a drum roll, please? For the title of today's show, is now the right time to buy? We hear a lot of people asking those questions, right? The market's so hot. Is now the right time to buy, Justin? Or is now even the right time to sell? Or should I hold out? We're going to talk about that on today's show. We got Dano coming in from Unified. He's going to give us some updates on the market, what they're seeing, because they're always a month ahead of us realtors because they have all the pending transactions in their pipeline. We're going to get some valuable information. Yes, we're going to dive into this, but we always talk about the good, the bad, what's going on. The good here is the South Downtown Rail Underpasses, the reconstruction process on South Nevada and South Tejon. Those bridges are over 70 years old, okay? And we see so much gentrification going on South Tejon and South Nevada that this is just going to make it that much better. I got a mailer here, and they're meeting Tuesday, May 21st, okay, down at the City Administration Building. That's 30 South Nevada. If you want to go and hear more about that, what a great opportunity to listen. You can stop by anytime between 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Formal presentations will be given at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 5:30. So tune into that for sure. Okay? The bad. Yes, we do have a recession coming. We're going to talk about that on today's show. We had some very well-known economic people in the community here talking about what's going to happen. And we are looking at a recession in mid-2020. We'll talk about why that's a good thing, why the correction is healthy for Colorado Springs, and why we've become so diverse now and we're not just dependent on the military, that this correction is going to be a blimp on the radar, not even close to what happened in 2008. So don't worry about that. So you can find good deals in any market. That's going to be the big thing we're going to hit on today, is it doesn't matter what the market's doing. If you buy right, you make your money on the buy and you're buying in a good location. That's why we talk about these projects and what's going on in town, because it can greatly affect your decision on where you buy, okay? I closed four houses this week under 300,000, and people say, and they're bigger than 1,000 square feet. We're not talking townhouses, we're talking houses. So yes, it's tough. It's not as easy as it was before, but we're getting it done, and we're buying in the right place for the right price, and we're protecting our buyers. So if you have questions, call me, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. I'm with RE/MAX Properties. I'm the best realtor in town. Call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick with me here for this second segment. Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio.
Are you ready for a good day?
I got this. Yeah, I got this.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
'Cause I got this, don't gotta think too hard.
All right, folks, hey, thanks for sticking with me. We're into the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. That's right. And if you have to do something right now and you got to turn off the radio, tune back in at 1 o'clock, okay? The replay at 1 o'clock or the podcast you can check on KRDO News Radio, and you can listen to all the past shows on there, a wealth of information. We are talking about, Justin, is it the right time to buy? Is it the right time to sell? What's going on with the market? Okay, so I'm going to give you an overview here of what's going on, okay? The median price of a single-family home in April, it climbed to and $28,000, okay? So the median sales price, which is the most important because it takes out the outliers from the highest sales to the lowest sales, we're looking at $328,000 here in El Paso County, okay? That's a 7.5% increase over the same month last year. I'm going to say that again, a 7.5% increase over the same month last year. So the median prices have risen each month since December of 2014. It's unbelievable. The last record high was $324,000 for median price homes. So this is a new record at $328,000 here that we busted into in April. And I expect another increase for May. All right? So think about this, folks. The median is the midpoint, with half of the sales in April coming in below $328,000 and the other half coming in above. This is coming from the Pikes Peak MLS, okay? I'm not just making these numbers up on my own. And the average sales price also set a record high last month, $371,000. Now, the average has those outliers in there, the higher-priced homes and the lower-priced homes. But it's still a 6.6% increase, and it beat out the last record of $361,000 that was set last June. Home sales totaled 1,320 in April. That's up 2.6% from the same month last year. All right. And through the first 4 months of 2019, we've had 4,368 real estate sales. Okay. A small downtick from last year at this time, 0.7 down home sales. Okay. So we've seen a little bit of a decrease on the home sale side. We're starting to see the gridlock, right? The people who can't because number one, you can. We can do it, and that's why I'm here. It's Justin Hermes with RE/MAX Properties. I'm a pro. Call me at 232-1063. We get it done. But the common thing people are looking at, and they're not smart enough to step back and hire a true professional who hustles and who can rent your home and looks at all the different aspects of the market. But the common consumer is saying, I can't sell because I have nothing else I can buy. And we're starting to see that gridlock. And that's why we've seen that small tick down in sales. The inventory of homes for sale total, right now we're looking at 1,572 last month. Now that does include new builds. So you got to think about that. That does include the new builds that are out there. We're around 900 of actual existing homes on the market. Last month, we were up 3.2% from April of 2018. So we do have more inventory. Supply has been on the rise for the last 10 months, which is good. But think about it, folks. It still remains at a historically low point. When I got in this business just 5 years ago, we had 5,000 homes on the market. And now we're at 1,500. And if we take out the construction homes, we're only at 900 homes on the market. That really only gives us 1 to 2 months supply, barely. All right. So you got to look at the history, right? But we like to foresee the future, what's going to happen. And right now, it's really still been a crazy market for buyers, especially under 350. But I told you, I closed four of them this week below 300. And a lot of them are off-market deals. The one I closed on personally myself, I bought a duplex this morning, and I closed at that at 305, 45 grand under value. 45 grand, it was only on the market 3 hours. And that's the key right there, folks. You can get these deals. It's about going about it the right way. To Trina from UCCS, she's an economic specialist, and Mary Kelly, who's an economic consultant, these are the folks who are saying we're looking at a recession in mid-2020. And like I said, that will happen, but we're not just a military-dependent town anymore. We got cranes downtown. We have that diversity. And touching back on the military side, we have more military operations coming here. Look at the Space Force that's going to come from California and beef up out at Peterson and Schriever. It's happening because they've realized they cannot be on a coastline because they're not protected from missiles. So they have to bring it in to where they're protected. Colorado is the perfect space. So we're going to see the Space Force, Cyber Force, and they're going to beef up these installations. And you're going to get the contractors that come in too. So it's very important. All right. But why are we going to see this recession? Major factors. If you watch the news, you hear this, the trade wars. We got a lot of trade wars going on right now. Whether you agree with them or not, that's besides the point. Okay, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And then we go into an election year. There's a lot of uncertainty. Who's going to be the next president? What direction will the United States go? It's not Colorado Springs, folks, because there are areas that will suffer. A Chicago, a New York, Those big cities will suffer, a D.C., when we do go into this recession. But Colorado Springs has lagged growth for so long, and we're finally on a track, and we got the city officials who have a game plan for this city, that it's going to be a blimp on the radar. It's going to be a healthy correction. Because remember, folks, you have to control the cost of living. And if the cost of living gets way out of line and way whacked out, that's terrible. Terrible. You can't have that. So we do need a correction. But I'm going to tell you this right now. $300,000, that's the new entry limit for Colorado Springs for a single-family home. In the next year or so, that's going to just be the new normal is $300,000. And people in Denver laugh because they go, really? I mean, that's nothing, okay? Some of the other risks are these large banks. They're making risky loans. And I see lenders doing that. And that's why I love Churchill, because they're so conservative and they really only put buyers in who can be successful instead of doing these 100% leveraged loans. And these banks just get greedy. And that's what happened when we had the big downfall in 2008. So we need to hold these large banks accountable. The other thing is rates will go up. They should have gone up this year. The Fed said four times rates will go up. All right. And now they're not raising them at all. I think they got a little pressure to keep them down and really artificially create this amazing economy. Now, I'm not saying what's going on in D.C. is terrible and it's not helping the economy. I think the opposite. I think we have a lot of great things going on. But yes, the interest rates are a big factor. So when you keep those interest rates low, you're going to keep the economy firing. Well, what you eventually have to do is raise them. All right. We talk about this. The average rate over the last 48 years is 8%. You can't stay at 4 and 5% for home loans. You have to gradually bring those interest rates up. And when they brought them up for a bit and they had that small tick up, it did slow down the housing market. And they need to push through that. And that will be part of what the recession is, because this following year, they will have to raise interest rates. And it's a good thing. It'll be a healthy correction. It's not going to be a crash. It's a recession. Okay, which is going to be very healthy for Colorado Springs, and it's going to be healthy for the people who are trying to move up from their townhouses to a single family home and make that adjustment. So under 400, under 350 will continue to stay hot. It just will, no matter if we go through the recession or not. So the biggest thing I tell my buyers is you have to buy smart. And if you're listening right now, call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. Buying smart's the key. Buying in a smart location. We get our clients 20 to 30K walking through the door. I closed one in Lower Skyway for 278 on Wednesday, and the home is worth, when they put about 25 into it, it'll appraise out at 350. And if you get the cushion room walking in the door, and I do this with my investors too, the duplex I bought 3 days ago, $45,000 under value. That's right, $305,000, a duplex, two blocks from UCCS. And it's worth $350,000. So if you buy and you get the cushion going in, and we do have a recession, you've got that cushion to protect you. And we also talk about the triple threat, right? If you're looking at the house as a triple threat, and you're looking at it as it can have long-term appreciation, does it have the growth by it, like this duplex at UCCS, the North Nevada rehab project's going to bring that value up, and the developments going on at the college. So it has the long-term appreciation. That number one box is checked. Number two, does it have the rental ability? Can it cash flow? You should be looking at your real estate properties as an asset, not a liability. Can this property cash flow for you? Number three, can you have a short-term rental and a VRBO? Do you have an HOA that's saying you can't do that? Well, that's a problem. You need to have these three options open for you. Now, if you feel like you're financially well off, you have some investment properties, then you can buy a house for lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with that. Buy one for $700,000-$800,000 if you have your ducks in a row. Okay, if you don't own a couple investment properties yet, you're not diversifying your portfolio, you don't have real estate in it, you shouldn't be buying that $700,000-$800,000 house yet. If you got questions on that, call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. Colorado Springs is growing. That's the big takeaway from this segment. It's growing. There's a lot of investors here, and we are not as military dependent as we used to be. And that is the one of the biggest things. And the military, even if we got a staff in D.C. that wanted to cut back on the military and said, we really don't want to have as big of a military presence. Well, you know what? We're still going to have the Space Force. We're still going to have cybersecurity. We're still going to have these big bases like Fort Carson. They've built these up. They've taken away from other bases in Texas, and they're building up Colorado Springs as a military empire. And then you have everything else going on downtown with the City of Champions. It's a very optimistic time right now in Colorado Springs. So even with that recession, It's a great time to purchase as long as you buy right and you buy in the right location. And it's a good time to sell. For those investors listening, we do a ton of 1031 exchanges. We do them all the time. How can you increase your asset and create more cash flow? So if you have questions about any of those things, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. And if you say, Justin, I can't buy for another year, call me still, because I have month-to-month rentals. I'm giving one out today, month-to-month at $1,400, and allowing that person to budget and get themselves in position to purchase. So they have a year to get ready. And if they say, Justin, the perfect house came along, you know, 6 months from now, that's all right. We can totally close. And the day you close, you're done paying rent because I'm managing the rental and I'll handle that for you. It's a perfect way to groom you and get you into the home buying area. Okay. And remember, for the seniors listening, we also have our senior friendly services. Okay. So call me at 719-232-1063. You're listening to Cardio News Radio, and stick around. We got Dano coming in from Unified Title. He's here. He's got his Superman suit on, and he's ready to rumble, folks. Stick around. Real Estate Reality.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up, and get down.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, hey, thanks for sticking with me. We are into the third segment here, and we got Dan Owen from Unified. Dan, thanks for coming on.
So glad to be here on another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
We like that attitude. We love that positivity.
Every day in every single way, Justin. That's the way I roll.
So Dano's going to give us a little update on the numbers here. It's important because they're one step ahead of us as realtors, because they see these files come in as they're pending. And Unified also works with a couple big-time builders in town, so it's also very important to get their feel on the new builds as well. So we're going to let Dano take it away, give us some insight onto the numbers here, what you guys are seeing at Unified.
So one of the cool things that I got going on here, Justin, is I actually went back a little bit further. I went to 2017 so we could see a trend, you know, kind of see where that peak was, and then, of course, where there might be some drop-off. And I will tell you that 2019 has started off a little slow, but there is some increase that we're seeing happen this year that could be deceptive, but it also goes to what some of those economists, I think that you were talking about earlier, Tatiana Bailey, Mary Kelly, were talking about. It's very unpredictable, but these numbers don't lie. Back in 2017, these are open orders that we got in 2017, 2,347 total units January through April. Compare that to 2018, there was a significant increase to 2,499, so 2,499. And then currently in 2019, so we can have a comparison as to what we're seeing out there, we only have 2,196 open orders. Now, the interesting thing is the new home builds, where 2017 we had 457 by this time, 2017. In 2018, we jumped up to 485. And this year, we're only at 368. And I think that there's a lot of things that are impacting these numbers that go a little bit deeper than just a slowdown or a recession or a correction, so to speak. So it's interesting to see what's going on out there.
And just so you folks know, when he talks open orders, that means a house is under contract, correct?
Yep.
It's in the pipeline to close.
Correct.
What are you thinking as far as some of the other things? I talked to slowdown in general, but what is kind of your thoughts? You're involved with the chamber, and why are you seeing these numbers decline?
The decline, I think, is impacted primarily by our up-and-coming spenders, the millennials, and I apologize for swearing.
Oh, no, he did.
And then we've got, you know, Generation Z, right? Isn't that the generation following?
Yep.
And they're looking at these prices, and they're getting mad. I think that they're just saying, okay, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm going to buy a new home, more or less, if I decide to buy anything at all. And I think they're waiting for things to cool off a little bit. Even though interest rates may increase a little bit, I think we're seeing some pushback on the market. They're a lot more savvy buyer. They're watching the economic trends. And I think that's impacting us here in Colorado Springs, despite the fact that we have, I think, we have those cushions like you were talking about earlier regarding the military. We're less dependent on the military. I think with our growth as a city, we're not going to see as much of an impact as, you know, some of the larger Midwest cities see when we do have an economic downturn.
Or but like Denver. I think they will see a major correction.
Yes, we will be probably cushioned, as we have been in the past, but we'll be even more so cushioned, I think, because of our amazing growth. And it's been balanced growth, too.
Oh, it's great. I think we've touched on it on past episodes, all the stuff going on. So if you're wondering, what's this growth? Olympic Training Center, Air Force Visitor Center, the downtown stadium. Dano's involved in the chamber. So am I. And so we're constantly looking at what's going on. But what are some of the other things that you kind of foresee happening as we go into summer and go into fall and wrap this year up in 2019?
So I think we're still going to see similar growth over the summertime. It's still going to be hot. People are going to be happy. They're still going to spend money. I think we may see, as Tatiana mentioned as well, and I would agree with her assessment, that maybe it'll delay till 2020.
Mid-2020.
Yes. So I read that same report, and, you know, there's other economists that predict worse and some that just predict that we're going to be in a good market for the next 3 years.
Yeah, some people say it's going to be like 2008 again, and I don't believe that, but I do believe we'll see a correction.
Yeah.
How severe it is, it depends on what price point you're in and what you've bought and how much money you've put down.
Yeah.
And if you can withstand the blow.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it's a healthy correction because you do want millennials to come in and be able to buy a home without the stress of, you know, all these multiple offers and feel good about buying a home around $300,000 with an FHA loan and having a payment of $1,700 going, you know, great, me and my wife can handle this and we will enjoy living here in Colorado Springs. If you get that out of whack, all of a sudden Colorado Springs isn't number one or number two place to live.
Right. Agreed. Absolutely.
So let's talk also about, you know, the stormwater. You told me something. We'll say it. I didn't know it.
Yeah,
I knew I was getting taxed on it on single family, but I figured, oh, they're probably wrapping it into my normal property taxes. On the multifamily, I know I get the bill, but tell us a little bit more in depth about the stormwater.
Common misconception about what we voted in, and that's the key word right there. It was voted in, a voter approved, ballot issue 2A.
And do you agree with that decision for the stormwater fee?
Put me on the spot.
Come on, dude. Yes or no?
I do.
Give it to me.
I do. Because
okay, good.
We,
I agree, too. Yeah, we can still be friends.
Yes. There's a number of reasons why, and it's actually in the bill itself. It sunsets after 20 years. It's transparent. They 100% are making sure that they put out there what this money is being spent on, including individual projects. They're identifying these projects instead of just saying, okay, we need this to fix this, and then they use it for something totally different. Right?
Wait, so you're saying government's going to charge that money and then stop charging it at some point in time?
Yeah, 20 years. Sunset after 20 years. $460 million.
God, usually once they get that money and they get the tight hold on, it's tough for them to let go and give it back.
Agreed.
But you're saying no matter what,
yep,
in 20 years.
Unless they were to try to pass something that extended it. I mean, of course, that's always a reality.
Of course they would never do that.
Never.
No,
never.
That wouldn't be something government would do.
No, I don't expect that at all. Yeah.
So continue here on the stormwater. We got on a rabbit trail there.
Yeah. No. I just think it's, you know, everybody is like wondering what the heck it is. So it's not a tax. It is on the back of your bill. You're going to see it there. You're going to wonder what that increase is. In my case, I know what my increase is when it just comes to my water. I've got 3 boys. I mean, they go through water like you would not believe. My sons could probably have their own separate stormwater tax. That's how much water they use.
I love it. And that's why I don't have kids yet.
Yeah,
that's I don't have those children fees.
Yeah, I was supposed to be retired by now, but that's not happening. Those boys are making sure. So they say that all the fees will be used for only the stormwater program, which includes capital needs, operation and maintenance, and I don't know what this means, but the MS4 permit compliance, and then compliance with intergovernmental agreements entered into before June 1st of 2016. And it says no stormwater funds will be spent for projects outside of the city limits. I like that too, because this is where we needed it. The growth of our city,
yep, some of that infrastructure.
The infrastructure was key, and I think that's what our mayor wanted. That's what Southers wanted.
I think it was great. He pushed that hard. I think it's a good thing for the town. And run that by for the listeners again. Where are they seeing the stormwater tax exactly if they have a single family home or they own multifamily?
So Colorado Springs utility bill, you're going to see a $5 fee for stormwater. That's going to be on the back of their bill if it's not right there in the front. They're going to see that increase. It's also being billed by CLA.
So yeah, you're saying if it's a single family home, you're seeing it on Colorado Springs utilities bill?
Most likely, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. And then if you do have multifamily, you are getting a separate bill. It still goes to Colorado Springs. I write a check every month, but that is something that you have to account for because it's not included in the utilities.
Correct.
Exactly. Okay. And they got the utility decrease coming up. It's like $10. So if you're worried about the stormwater fee of $5, you'll still be $5 ahead because they're decreasing the cost for utilities $10 across the board.
Well, and the thing that you can add, and this just adds probably more fuel to the fire, but then we could talk commercial, but that would be a whole nother
animal. Oh, yeah.
Whole nother
animal.
Well,
those guys over a fourplex, they deserve to pay a lot because they're playing ball with the big boys, and we're down here doing fourplexes and duplexes, so those fees would scare me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those would scare me completely.
We won't even go there.
Yeah. Well, Dano, thanks for coming in, man. We always appreciate you. And guys, remember, Unified Title's the title company you need to use here in Colorado Springs. The most experience. Dano, thanks for your time. Have a good weekend, man.
Appreciate you having me, Justin.
You got it. You got it. Guys, a few questions about today's show. Make sure to call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Remember, folks, money, houses are fleeting. The most important thing is your relationships with people and using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday. Thanks for listening.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.